From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Marvin Gaye's 1971 album, What's Going On, isn't just a great soul record. It's a great record that spoke to a generation. In May 1972, Gaye performed the album live at the Kennedy Center here in Washington, D.C., his hometown.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Tonight, the Kennedy Center celebrates the 40th anniversary of that performance with help from singer-songwriter John Legend. As part of a youth media education program, the Kennedy Center has also asked one young producer to reimagine the song What's Going On for his generation. Here's Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland.
Until the release of the album What's Going On, Marvin Gaye's best-known songs focused on love and relationships. But in 1971, influenced by letters from his brother, who was serving in the Vietnam War, Marvin wanted to make an album that reflected America through the eyes of a vet returning home. Home where many black neighborhoods were still decimated after the riots of 68, and raised fists, the hippie movement, the women's movement, and urban poverty were boiling together on the streets of America, and the war raged on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you.
When Marvin Gaye made this record, everybody's brother could have gone to war. Everybody themselves could have gone to war. And so they personally felt connected.
That's soul singer John Legend. He's working on his own version of What's Going On to perform live at the Kennedy Center.
It's humbling. I started to realize my vocal limitations when I think about trying to do justice to Marvin Gaye's incredible voice. But I imagine we'll be somewhat faithful, you know. We don't want to completely try to 2012 remix it.
That's funny, because that's the exact challenge I've been given. I moonlight as a music producer, and the Kennedy Center gave me the original recording session of What's Going On to create a remix that flips Marvin's music for this generation. So I get to unravel the original song and then put all the elements back together my way? Do I really need to tell you how unbelievably awesome this is? I mean, this is my raw material. I had to take a moment to let it all sink in. Here I was with the purest version of the song that only a handful of people have ever heard. Before I let anyone else in on Marvin's magic, I wanted to get to know the science of the music. I loaded up the tracks, pretty much playing conductor on my computer. I soloed Marvin's voice and then brought in the instruments, one by one.
Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh.
And as I unpacked each instrument, I was floored by not only the simplicity of it, but the rawness too. Marvin knew very well how to make a polished Motown hit. He'd been doing it for years. But that's not what he wanted with this record.
I actually thought the piano was doing more than it was. Doom. Doom. It was almost playing the melody just by itself.
I didn't want to veer too far away from the structure of Marvin's original song, so I wrote it down. 4-bar intro, a pair of 12-bar verses, and so on and so on. From there, I kept tweaking the beat and working on my own verse for the remix. I rounded up younger artists, too, who could write their own new verses.
Wait, start over.
All right. Running back, I didn't know where to kind of start.
I had to set a few ground rules out of respect for Marvin. Stick to the core storytelling ideals of What's Going On, find your own voice within it, and make it relevant to your generation.
There's no pity in a city where fellas known to lose. Their life, what's right, not really prone to choose.
22-year-old Evan Childress wrote a rap for the remix. He was inspired by the way the original album surfaced issues across the spectrum of American life. Childress wrote his verse about everything from pollution to lack of resources in his hometown of Richmond, California.
The comfort that we gotta risk as being in poverty, homeless making property, home invasions to robbery. Mercy, mercy me than an earthy, murky sea. Rather life is a fish than a life tough as this.
in addition to the Trayvon Martin case, I was thinking about my cousin who was shot and killed last year.
That's 18-year-old Rihanna Godfrey, one of my singers on the What's Going On remix.
Because I said everyone with the trigger thinks they should pull it, and justice never comes for the ones hit by the bullet. Because, you know, we still don't know who killed my cousin. We don't know if that person will ever be caught or will ever go to jail. We don't know any of that. That's the case for a lot of people who lose relatives due to violence. There's really never any justice brought to the family.
And mothers want more than a knock on the front door saying sorry for your loss. And the cost of trying to survive. It makes them question if they should stay alive.
We all felt Marvin's spirit at different times working on this remix. His lesser-known songs on the What's Going On album, like Inner City Blues, focused on problems in America's ghettos. Problems that still make me want to holler, decades after the album's release.
Everything he said in that whole album is still relevant, like spot on today. And that's kind of creepy. So I was wondering, like, was this man a prophet? Not like a prophet of God, but like a prophet of the time.
Today's soul and R&B singers often sound more like pornographers than prophets. I feel like such an old man for saying that. I guess most younger people have just accepted all the hypersexed and shallow music embedded in our everyday lives. And the sad truth is, a lot of today's music doesn't feed the soul of those facing hardships the way it did in Marvin's day. Working on this remix, I was reassured of music's power. The power to ignite or soothe the rage of a single mom who's lost her job. Come together, holy, holy. Every song on the What's Going On album exhibits a reverence for that power. And even if there aren't enough musicians these days producing albums that will help Americans cope, we can always reach back into the vault.
That's musician and producer Brandon McFarland singing. He produced that song and our report, along with young musicians, at Youth Radio. To hear the full track and learn more about the What's Going On Now project, go to npr.org.